believe that you can heal yourself? Too often we give our power away to something outside of ourselves and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And I've got a question for you. How do you find light when everything around you feels dark? Or another question is, can the spiritual gift of hope, faith, and trust shine brighter during turbulent times? Well, I'm hoping that on our episode today, light in darkness, that hopefully we'll be able to take a deeper dive in that so that you could experience more light in our holiday season. So as you know, we're in the midst of the holiday season. We're broadcasting on Christmas Eve, and it's hard to believe that it's that time of the year already, but we have to realize that light is not something we find. It is something we remember. So what if the darkness you're experiencing isn't a failure, but an invitation? Or what if light was never lost, only temporarily forgotten? The holidays have a tendency to bring up a lot of things for people. And a lot of it could be collective heaviness, like grief or uncertainty, maybe exhaustion, and possibly global unrest. And we're experiencing quite a bit of that in this day and age. And it's not about normalizing not feeling merry. It's about honoring the sacredness of the season. So, you know, did you ever think that sometimes the light becomes more visible when we're in the darkness? It's like it's so dark that maybe out of nowhere you see this light. It may be in the distance or it may be coming closer to you. It doesn't require perfection. It's only presence. So as we embark on our holidays and, of course, Christmas and Christmas Eve, let's look at what's happening as a frequency of faith and trust and not a performance of happiness. So, let's talk about this. Darkness is not the enemy. It's actually the womb of light. And what I mean by that is sometimes we're in incubation, meaning that it's dark, everything comes to a standstill. And of course, this is the time of the year, if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, where we experience the longest nights and the shortest days. We just had a solstice on December 22nd. And of course, we had way less sunlight and a real dark light. And what's good is that as we progress forward into the spring equinox, which is in March, our days are going to get lighter and lighter, and the dark is going to be less and less. So what if darkness is where transformation actually happens and where it actually begins? Do you remember times in your life where you were so confused and you really were in a dark time that clarity actually followed that? In the work that I do with other people and even in my life, I've experienced this, is that sometimes when you are up against your wall and you can't see the forest from the trees and you are at the major frustration, usually that is a sign that you're on the verge of making a breakthrough. Without a doubt, this usually has happened in my life, but I witness this in my clients' lives as well. Remember that darkness as the fertile ground of rebirth, stillness, and recalibration. So darkness is really necessary sometimes because this is where we are able to start planting the seeds for the future in a very enriching and nourishing soil. And that's dark too, okay? When we bury a seed, it's in the darkness, but yet it sprouts, it goes above ground, and you could see the little sapling come out, and it starts to grow. Nature teaches us that seeds grow in darkness. Stars shine because of it. It's unfortunate that our culture fears darkness, but from a spiritual perspective, it's really a place of gestation. It's a place of birth, rebirth, recalibration, and a renaissance, really. So I invite you to stop resisting the dark and start listening to it. Embrace it. Allow it to become your friend. A key thing to remember is light is not created by fighting the dark. It actually emerges through acceptance. Sometimes as we relax into things, we eliminate that constriction that comes with trying to control or create something or make something. Okay, we're trying to make something happen. It's about allowing our energy field to expand so we can actually move into the essence of acceptance and realizing it's like everything's happening the way it should be and according to divine law. So, how is it that, you know, we bring more light into darkness? Sometimes we just need to reconnect with our inner light and we just remember who we are. So, you know, with that in mind, when was the last time you felt connected to your true self? And if your soul had a voice, what would it be whispering right now? Just remember, our inner light is not external, validation, productivity, or roles. It's an essence. It's a frequency. It is of who we are. Okay? It's the truest version of yourself. Some signs that your inner light may be dimmed, maybe having this numbness, not being able to feel, or maybe you're overwhelmed, you're doubting yourself, or even you feel disconnected. What I know about, you know, when you dim your inner light, it's like you jump from being perfectly present in your physical body into your mind, where you're trying to figure it out. You're moving from expansiveness to constriction. Okay. So bring yourself back into your body. And some simple reconnective practices are just grounding yourself and even maybe putting your hand on your heart, your hands on your heart, and just breathing. Bringing yourself back into your body. That's all that is necessary. And sometimes that alone is enough to get you planted back into your essence. Maybe another simple practice, maybe naming one truth you know about yourself. That maybe no matter what is going on around you, you are safe, secure, and loved. and allowing stillness without trying to fix it. I feel that we are notorious in our culture to, you know, when you're in stillness, it's like you feel like you should be in motion doing something. And we've been programmed in our society that if you're still and being, you're not a productive member of society because you're not doing and being productive. So I want to ask that question. Who made that rule up, first of all? And we are going through a paradigm shift, especially with this, knowing that whatever you're allowing, especially in being in stillness, is an okay thing and an okay place to be. Okay? It's not about trying to fix something or control it. It's about allowing it to be as it is, just as it is, without it spiraling into getting you out of your physical body and into your mind, trying to figure it all out. What I want to remind you is your light does not disappear. It waits patiently for your attention. It's always wanting you to reconnect with it. So just know that your light is not going to go anywhere. And if today's episode has touched your heart, please take a moment to like, subscribe, and share the Dr. Dolores Show. Your engagement helps this message of hope, healing, and faith reach those who need it the most. By sharing this episode, you become part of the ripple, a quiet light extending far beyond this moment. Thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up. And most importantly, thank you for being exactly who you are. So let's talk more about faith and trust as spiritual anchors. And it's not about getting religious. We're talking about spirituality here. And I think I need to clarify this. Too often in our society, people mesh spirituality with being religious, and it's not. They're two separate concepts. Spirituality is an inward relationship you have with yourself, your higher self, and your essence. Whereas being religious is a connection with an external force, like a group of people, a community that worships. Two different and completely different modalities. So we're going to look at faith and trust as spiritual anchors. So what does it mean to trust when you cannot see, when you cannot yet see the outcome? And can faith exist even when certainty does not? Those are two questions that I invite you to just sit with and just allow whatever's going to percolate up for you to do so. Faith is not blind belief. It is actually inner knowing that something greater is holding you even when circumstances feel unstable. It's knowing without a doubt. You have it's like having certainty in uncertain times, okay? Especially when the world around you is chaotic or maybe has gone sideways, you know within yourself, no matter what's going on, you believe that you are in the moment right now and you're certain. Trust is embodied faith. It lives in the body, the breath, and the nervous system. You don't need answers to practice trust. You just need presence. And being present right now is the most important thing. It's about being right here, right now, in the moment. So I just invite you to just sit with that because we're getting ready to go on our first break of our episode and just ponder on this. What does it mean to trust when you cannot see the outcome? And when we return, we'll take a deeper dive into that and hopefully answer your questions. Stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we're talking about light in the darkness. And it's very appropriate for this time of the holiday and Christmas season here at this time of the year. And we just had the winter solstice, the longest night of the year if you live in the northern hemisphere. And, you know, we've been talking before break about the whole idea of what the darkness is and what it brings up for us, as far as sometimes it's very uncomfortable, but actually it's the incubation time of maybe our rebirth or the birthing of something new. And it's just like when seeds get planted, they're planted in the ground, it's dark, and then they germinate and they come out to the air. So we are probably planting seeds for ourselves without us really knowing it. And sometimes it's uncomfortable being in the dark. And right before break, we were talking about how faith and trust are important, because it gives us that essence of certainty, that no, without a doubt, that you're certain about things in even a most uncertain world, okay? So let's circle back to like the holiday energy and what it reminds us that light entered the world through humility, surrender, and trust, not control. And when we anchor ourselves with faith, you stop demanding proof and start allowing guidance. It's almost as if, I wouldn't say you surrender, it's the allowance and it is the ability to receive. And this is how we are able to move forward. It's just an important thing to embrace. So trust strengthens when you listen inward rather than searching externally. We have all the answers amongst, you know, within ourselves. A lot of times we don't trust it, or maybe we've been told not to trust it. And I invite you to as you go into the holiday season, to just remember this. You don't need to see the whole path. All you need to do is just trust the next step will meet you and that you are held. Faith is not waiting for the storm to pass. It's trusting the ground beneath your feet while the storm moves through. We all go through storms, and maybe you're going through one right now. And just know that you are grounded and you are moving forward, and just know that this too will pass. So another thing about light in the darkness is we can be the light for others without burning ourselves out. And it's really about sacred boundaries and having compassion. So how do you offer light without abandoning yourself? This is especially true for those of you like myself who are empaths, intuitives, and highly sensitive people. We have a tendency to be overgivers, or we want to rescue or maybe even take care of people. But yet we find that we are depleted. And it's not about expending your energy at the cost of depleting yourself. So important, how about trying to give from the overflow of your cup instead of from a half empty cup so you get depleted? So just remember that, you know, there's another way to be able to share your light without overgiving, okay? Being a light doesn't mean fixing, rescuing, or caring others, okay? True light is regulated, grounded, and embodied. I actually have the visual of, if you could picture a lighthouse on the coast, it's grounded, it's planted there. It's regulated, it's shining a light, and it's like this light is embodied within this lighthouse, okay? It's not having its energy sucked out of you. It's about standing in your power and just being a beacon. Your essence is there. And that's enough. Sometimes your essence, which is a frequency and vibration, that's going to allow others to expand, but also to, I'm going to say, become more present to that essence of light, okay? And that might be a stretch for some people. Ways to share your light gently. Listening, we're holding the space without advice. How often do we have in a conversation with somebody that we hear maybe three or four words and we're popping into being fully present with that person into our head as to what we're going to say next? That is not being fully present with somebody. One of the best ways I find to be fully present with somebody is to connect to them heart to heart. When you're in that space, you are in the present moment, and you could be speaking a different language, interestingly enough, okay? And you may not comprehend what that language is, but the essence and that feeling, that person may ask you a question in their language, and you will respond to it in your language, and it's the right thing to say. I had an experience like that at a seminar that I attended over 20 years ago, and I thought it was profound because you could feel what that essence is, and you just know how to respond. And it's the feeling, it's the connection. Call it telepathic, but it's magical. So it's about holding space without solving. It's about modeling self-compassion. So it's truly about us starting with self first. How are you treating yourself? Are you offering yourself compassion? Are you offering yourself forgiveness? Are you offering yourself respect and love? Remember, everything starts with us. And just another thing to remember, do your best to rest. During the holiday season, we have our energy going all over the place, sideways, upside down, and sometimes that our energy gets sapped from us. I invite you to take some time for self and just rest, reflect, and just be fully present for yourself. You could still shine your light by doing this, and this is the most important thing. And by doing that, you're going to be leading by example and giving people the essence of what that is. So it's important to remember that we choose light moment by moment. I just have a question for you. How can you honor this season without pressure or expectation? Or maybe, where can you choose light in small, tangible ways today? Believe it or not, light lives in small moments. A conscious breath, just taking a deep breath, saying no. And particularly saying no without feeling guilt, shame, or remorse. Allowing tears. Allowing yourself the gift of your emotions is the way to shine light through as well. And speaking truth kindly. I invite you to create rituals for yourself that feel authentic, not obligatory. And maybe on the cusp of Christmas Eve, which is tonight, that you create your own sacred moment. Maybe it's just deep breathing. Or maybe it's setting a boundary, or maybe it's putting yourself first. Remember, light multiplies when it is shared, but first it must be received. So allow yourself to receive that light that is within you already. And just remember, you could stand on the shore as the beacon, the lighthouse, that's shining that light and allowing it to ripple out into collective consciousness. So if today's episode resonated with you, I invite you to like, subscribe, and share the Dr. Dolores Show with someone who may need a little extra light right now. You can also sign up for my newsletter at drdoloresfazzino.com for gentle reflections, guided meditations, and soul-centered support. And if you're feeling called to deeper personal guidance, I'd be honored to work with you one-on-one. Just go check out my website and you'll see more information on how to do so. So just remember this. You are not broken. You are becoming. Even in uncertainty, your light remains intact. The holiday season, just allow yourself to stop striving and start remembering. The world doesn't need more noise. It needs your authentic light. Just remember, the light you are seeking has never left you. It has been waiting for you to turn inward. So we're getting ready to go on our next break. And when we come back, we're going to dive into a guided meditation, Light in the Darkness, a Christmas Eve remembrance, when we come back. So stay tuned and we'll see you soon.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we've been talking about light in the darkness on our show today, and this is Christmas Eve day, and it's, you know, an interesting and a very special time of the year, because with the bustle and the hustle of all the holiday stuff that happens, sometimes it's great to catch your breath. And, you know, the word silent, or the phrase silent night, kind of comes into play, where it's just like sometimes you just need to sit in your lounge chair and just put your feet up, enjoy your hot beverage, and just savor the essence of maybe the nice Christmas tree, if you put that up, sparkling in the dark. There's something peaceful about that. And I just invite you to really take that step and really, you know, feel what that's all about. And, you know, the other thing too, if today's message has resonated with you, I really invite you to take a moment to like, share, and subscribe to your favorite platform. Each share creates a ripple of light that travels further than what we can see. And I just want to thank you for helping this space continue to grow and to reach the people that are meant to hear the messages. So, as promised, I'm going to guide you through a guided meditation today. And I think this is a perfect way to sit back and embrace, you know, Christmas Eve for those who celebrate that, or any holiday the eve before, and just to know that there's more light that's in the darkness. So I invite you to find a nice, comfortable space where you're not going to be disturbed for the next, you know, 6 or 7 minutes. And just take a slow, deep breath in through your nose and release it gently through your mouth. And again, breathing in calm and exhaling any tension you no longer need to hold. And allow your body to soften and let your shoulders droop. Unclench your jaw and rest your tongue at the bottom of your mouth. And place one hand over your heart and one over your lower abdomen. Feel yourself here and feel yourself now. There is nowhere else you need to be. So imagine yourself standing in a quiet, gentle darkness. This darkness is not empty. It's not threatening. It is still, womb-like, protective. Notice how this darkness asks nothing of you. No explanations, no fixing, no performing. Here, you are allowed to simply be. Take a breath and let yourself settle into this space. Let the darkness hold you the way night holds the earth. Now, bring your awareness back to your heart. At the center of your chest, notice a soft glow. It may be faint or strong. Both are perfect. This light is ancient. It has witnessed every season of your life. It has never left you. With each breath, allow this light to gently expand, not rushing, not forcing. Allow it to illuminate places within you that feel tired, uncertain, or quietly grieving. You don't need to analyze what arises. Your light knows where to go. Now imagine this light moving outward through your chest, down your arms, into your hands. This is not the light you give away. This is light that flows through you, replenishing as it moves. Now, imagine this light extending just beyond your body, softly touching those you love. Those you worry about. Even those you don't fully understand. No effort, no depletion, simply presence. And silently repeat, I am safe to be here. I am allowed to rest. My light has never left me. Take one final nourishing breath. And gently return when you're ready. And welcome back, everybody. Just feel that quietness, that expansion. That essence. We're going to leave you with this as we go on to our next break. And you've been listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And when we come back, we'll wrap it up for our segment. Stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And, you know, it's been an interesting time of the year for me that Christmas is a very, I call it my quiet time, where even though there's hustling and bustling around me, this is the time where I like to go deep within myself and really nurture. And I wouldn't even say hibernate, but it's just like I really focus on a lot of self-care and taking care of me during this time, because it could be overwhelming sometimes if you are putting yourself out into the external world where you feel like you're in the washing machine on spin cycle. And that's not where we're at right now. And of course, Gracie, my cat, wants to come say hello and wish you happy holidays as well. So, you know, just remember that the holidays are just another time. This too passes for those who are having a challenge. And you know that you're always loved and appreciated and valued when you come and listen to my show, because this is what I like to, the essence and the presence that I like to share with other people. So on this Christmas Eve, if this conversation met you where you are, I invite you to like, share, and subscribe to Dr. Dolores Show, and consider sharing it with someone you love, someone who may need a reminder that light still exists even now. And if I could be of any support to you, I work with people one-on-one. I coach them. You could go to my website, drdoloresfazzino.com, to learn more information. And when you're there, why don't you sign up for the newsletter, because you get a free guided meditation on being in this present moment. And boy, we all need to remind ourselves about being present right here, right now. So, you know, on our show today, we were talking about light and darkness. And, you know, this is a time of year where, you know, there's more dark than light, just because if you're in the northern hemisphere, we have longer nights and shorter days. But also it's about, you know, the solstice. It's also about the darkness where we plant our ideas and our seeds so that we could plant those seeds of the things that we desire. When we slow down, sometimes we feel like, oh my God, something's wrong with us. I invite you to lean into that, because this is a gift for yourself. And it may be uncomfortable and daunting, but I think it's a necessary thing for us to have some sort of balance in our lives. So I just want to share some takeaways from today's episode. Darkness is a sacred pause, not a failure. It's the space where clarity recalibrates and truth quietly forms. Your inner light is constant even when your emotions fluctuate. Okay? Feelings rise and fall, and your essence remains steady. Faith and trust are not the absence of uncertainty. They are the willingness to remain open while walking through it. You do not need to save others to be the light. Your regulated presence is healing in yourself. Just remember the visualization of being the firm lighthouse on the coast. It's there radiating light out. It's doing nothing else. Okay. And lastly, your small moments of gentleness carry profound power. A breath, a boundary, a pause. These are acts of light. So this Christmas Eve and holiday season, I invite you to release the pressure to feel any certain way. The joy may come softly or not at all, and both are sacred. You are not behind. You are not broken. You are becoming. Let this season meet you with compassion. Let your light glow quietly. And the world needs authenticity more than it needs brightness. So remember, the light you are seeking has never been lost. It's been patiently waiting for your attention. So I have a channeled message for you, and it's lightness, light in the darkness, holiday and Christmas Eve transmission. So beloved ones, We speak to you now from the space beyond urgency, beyond fear, beyond the noise of the world. You are not weak because you feel deeply. You are not lost because you question. You are not failing because you are tired. You are responding to a world in transformation. The darkness you perceive is not an ending. It's a threshold. It is the sacred pause before remembering who you are. You have been taught to equate light with effort, with striving, with proving, with endurance. But true light does not exhaust itself. True light simply exists. Even now, beneath the weight you carry, your light remains untouched. It has witnessed every season of your becoming. It has survived every storm, every heartbreak, every doubt. This season has surfaced what is long held in silence. Ungrieved losses, unspoken longing, the fatigue of holding it all together. Do not turn away from your tenderness. Tenderness is not weakness. It is the evidence of an open heart. The world does not need you to shine brighter. It needs you to shine truer. Allow the masks fall. Let the armor soften. Let the performance end. Your worth has never been dependent on productivity, positivity, or perfection. You were worthy the moment you took your first breath. This holiday, you are invited to rest inside remembrance, to allow light to return, not through effort, but through presence. Presence is power. Stillness is strength. Gentleness is wisdom. When you choose to remain open in uncertain times, you become a beacon without trying. Your regulated nervous system is a sanctuary, your grounded breath, a prayer. Your authenticity is medicine. Do not underestimate the impact of your quiet courage. You heal more than you realize simply by refusing to close your heart. You are not meant to carry the world alone. You were meant to walk with it, step by step, breath by breath. If you feel weary, rest. If you feel grief, allow it. If you feel hope flickering, protect it. You are held. You are guided. You are loved beyond measure. And even in the deepest night, the light within you has never stopped glowing. Remember. Take a deep breath with me and let this land in your mind and also in your heart. There is nothing you need to do now, only receive. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific. On InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, Remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.